The following program is a paid production of Mike Novak, LLC. The opinions, rants, confessions, and lame jokes presented are not necessarily the views of WCPT or its parent corporation, NewsWeb Radio.
My fellow citizens, we are under attack. The enemy? Bugs. Are your kids complaining about uncomfortable, itchy skin? They probably have body lice. The diseases transmitted by body lice helped bring down Napoleon's army in his 1812 campaign against Russia. The lice lay eggs in the seams of clothing. If Napoleon had made his troops do their laundry, we'd all be speaking French today. It's summer again, time for that pesky summer cold. Or do you have malaria? If you've been bitten by a mosquito, you've already met the insect that's killed more people than all wars combined. Bites from mosquitoes made George Washington so sick that he took huge doses of quinine, which caused him to go deaf during his presidency. We've discovered that mosquitoes are drawn to people who have been drinking beer or exercising. Avoid these things at all costs.
Live from the Green Metropolis Fair at the Irish American Heritage Center at 4626 North Knox Avenue in Chicago, it's the Mike Novak Show. Chicago's only locally broadcast deep green gardening and environmental program, heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. And true currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the man.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by the Green Metropolis Fair, a family-friendly event celebrating Chicago's sustainable living and wellness communities. And by Recycled Granite, featuring eco-friendly split stone veneers and handmade products by individuals with disabilities. Go to recycledgranite.com. His motto, have Mike, we'll travel. Here he is, live from the Green Metropolis Fair, Mike Novak.
The Green Metropolis Fair at the Irish American Heritage Center in Chicago, and folks are standing in line. They're getting ready to come into the fair, which starts at 10 a.m., officially at 10 a.m. Carol Brewer is here with me. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here, and the people are setting up their booths and getting ready to go. I'm looking outside. We're basically in the office here, which we assume used to be the principal's office.
I'm assuming.
I've been called to the principal's office here.
Me too. We're in trouble.
We will be in detention soon enough. And by the way, the address of this is 4626 North Knox Avenue in Chicago. Easy to get to by train. You can take the blue line right to Montrose, get off, and boom. Boom done, as Ron Cowgill would say. Denny Sheeter is at the studio. Denny, are you with me?
I'm here, Mike.
You've got the dinger. And you got the frog, too, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're going to need to do that. It requires delicacy. You just can't, you know, nice and easy. Try that again.
All right, here we go. Wow, I heard like an echo from where you're at. That was
there
awesome.
That's great. That was much better, wasn't it, Carol?
Yeah, the echoing frog.
The echoing frog. So Denny from the studio is in charge of the frog and the dinger today. So Carrie Morris is with us, too, I assume, somewhere in the studio. And
getting her mic ready.
No. That's okay. I seem to have that issue with the mic in the booth.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Well, I'm glad you're helping out as well. We appreciate it, Carrie.
I never know when you want to talk to me, so I don't normally turn it on.
I always want to talk to you. I always want to talk to everybody. I want everybody to have their mic open at all times, just so we can do this. Today's broadcast is going to have a lot going on here, a lot of people moving in and out. In fact, I'm looking out in the lobby, and we've already set up, you'll appreciate this, guys, the tracks for the cockroach races, which will happen at 10:45. So for those of you listening and on your way to the Green Metropolis Fair, when you walk in the door and sign in, say, I want to be part of the cockroach races, because I've got some lovely bare root roses here, courtesy of Anthony Tesselaar. They're flower carpet pink splash roses. Don't ask me how I got them. I just have them.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. We're going to give them away, right?
We're going to give them away to the winner of the cockroach race, not to the cockroach itself,
right?
But to the person who represents the cockroach,
right?
And when you do that, we hope you have a good name for your cockroach. We don't want just number one, two, three, four. You need to name that baby.
Yeah, I'll be steering clear of those cockroaches.
Well, they're right there.
Yeah, I know.
Kathleen, would you bring that container over here, the cockroach container?
Just don't.
You know, and that's the thing. Here's this wonderful fair. It's about sustainability and green living, and it's...
Oh, my gosh. All right, camera time.
Look at these cockroaches. I know, we have to...
I'm not happy.
Right in there. Kathleen's going to get a shot of that while we're...
They're like 3 inches, just so you guys out there, they're at least 3 to 4 inches long.
Yeah.
And about an inch or so wide.
And we want to make sure they don't get loose.
That is absolutely not.
So these are the cockroaches that we will be
they're not the
racing later on.
Yeah.
I must say, I'm glad I'm back in the studio here today for this. Although it sounds like a great event. Cockroach thing. Well, shake your clothes before you leave.
You won't need to. You'll know it's on you.
But the point I was saying, there's so much going on here. And, of course, we've totally focused on the cockroaches. I mean, there's hands-on family-friendly activities. There's composting information. There's a retail market with sustainable businesses. There's a food market with local restaurants and chefs. There are presentations on organic gardening, sustainable living, energy savings, composting, CSAs.
There's a yoga class, I believe.
Yoga goes on, I think, at least twice. What's that? The first one's at 11, and I've got the schedule here. I should actually look at it. That would really help. You got to bring your own mat? All right, bring your own mat. There's yoga, family yoga with Yoli, okay? 10:15 to 10:45 a.m. Then the Moksha Yoga Center is at 11. And there's a kids zone here. There's giveaways. There's a rain barrel bonanza. There's a lullaby super or earth super lightweight baby crib and toddler mattress by Naturepedic. There's all kinds of stuff. And, we talked about the roses. We've already gotten out. Hello. And there's folks standing in the doorway taking photos, which is just fine with me. Do whatever you like there. On the show this morning, in addition to the cockroach races, we're going to start with urban worm girl Amber Gribben in just a few minutes. And I've always said, the first time I had the urban worm girl on the show, and you guys never use plural. Can we say girls, urban worm girls? But it's a superhero name. That's what it is. They can fly. They can do. They can lift. They can jump tall buildings. Lift big things. And we'll talk about vermicomposting. I sometimes call it vermicomposting to shorten it. And that is basically getting the worms to eat your garbage. We'll start with that. And then I have not met Jeannie McQueenie before. I have met Amber before, but not Jeannie McQueenie. And she's got a character called Mikey. He's a pup. And Mikey the Puppet will be here.
Wow.
He's doing Mikey's Big Food Adventure today.
So we'll have a show.
I think so. Well, yeah, at least.
We'll have more of a show than a show.
No.
A double show.
That's okay. I understand that we need a puppet here to actually do a really good radio.
Are you interviewing the puppet?
I am indeed interviewing
Would
Mikey.
Would this be the first puppet on the Mike Novak show ever? The first puppet appearance?
Give me a ding.